A new poll out this morning from the Texas Morning News shows Joe Biden with a slight lead in a state that has long been a Republican stronghold. To break that down now, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Larry Gersten, KCBS political analyst and San Jose State political science professor emeritus. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Jennifer.
So, Larry, what the heck? Could we actually see Texas be a toss-up this year?
Yeah, we could. Demographers for some time have pointed to Texas becoming a purple state by 2024. But, you know, looks like it could be even earlier. Now, two-point lead that the president has, three if you're counting likely voters, you know, that doesn't mean much. That's well within the margin of error. But what's interesting is that the president has small leads in Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Iowa, even in Ohio. I mean, you've got a series of states that were all Trump states last time around that now could tilt one way or another. And you have to believe that the president will get some of them, Biden will get some of them, and assuming that the president holds that famous blue wall, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, where he's ahead by anywhere between 6 and 9 points, you know, it's going to be very, very difficult for President Trump.
I can't remember where I read it, Larry, if it was in the New York Times or not, but I read something that was saying that where Texas is concerned that maybe it was going that way because so many Californians were moving to Texas. Makes you wonder.
Well, we know that about 700,000 Californians have moved to Texas in the past few years. Most of them are from low-wage jobs, and typically low-wage people are more likely to be Democratic than Republican. So it's not too much of a stretch to say that the California influence on Texas, 700,000 people, could be substantial as you put that together with the demography that already exists in Texas, a very high rate of Latinos in that state. It's not beyond reach. I'm sure there'll be one more reason for Texas to dislike California.
Larry, you mentioned that there are just so many states that could go either way this year that President Trump previously captured in 2016 with no issue. In your opinion, which swing states are most crucial for President Trump?
Florida. You got to start with Florida. Florida and Pennsylvania. The president has put a lot of stock in Pennsylvania. He feels if he can get Pennsylvania, that gives him wiggle room. That allows him to learn to lose like an Arizona, for example, or something like that. But Florida first, Pennsylvania second. Florida has been iffy for both sides for a long time. Obama won it in 2008 and 2012. Trump won it in 2016. Florida has all kinds of different groups. It's like California, that California is really not one state. Once you look closely at it, nor is Florida. It's 5-6 different regions that are so critical. The president is going to be spending a lot of time in Florida, along with all these other states, but a lot of Florida and a lot of Pennsylvania in the days, because there's no more weeks. It's 9 days, days to come.
I think you mentioned Arizona. I think the last thing I saw, it was like a +4 percentage point in Biden's favor in Arizona. Was that right?
Yeah, Arizona looks pretty good. And of course, the wonderful thing about polls is one poll doesn't tell you a whole lot. When you look at a series of polls over time, that does. For example, Biden's got an 8-point lead nationally. He's had that lead basically 8, 9, 7, whatever, since February. Same thing goes in Arizona. The lead there has been pretty steady for the last 8 weeks. And by the way, it trickles down. Mark Kelly, who's the senator there bidding to replace Martha McSally, who was appointed Republican, he's winning, and easily. And you begin to see, well, who's carrying who? Is Kelly carrying the president? Is the president carrying the Kelly? But the Senate is in play. The Senate is very much in play, and Republicans thought that was going to be their safety net. But now the Senate is in play because of the president's problems in so many of these states.
Let me ask you this lastly, Larry. We're just over a week now away from the election. What is it, 9 days? I'm not sure. Anyway, what do you think that the candidate should be focused on in these last days leading up to the election?
The president is going to go back to the economy as much as he can. He's pretty much said COVID is rounding the turn. You've heard that from the president. It's going to be fine. We're working on it. The economy is what was so great before this happened. I'm going to make the economy good again. He doesn't want to hear the word COVID. For Vice President Biden, it's all about COVID. And you know what? He's helped, sadly. He's helped by the last couple of days, 83,000. 1,000-plus cases, both records, the two days, yesterday and today. The case is soaring now. It wouldn't be surprising at all to see 100,000 cases by election day. That's how fast they're now growing. And he's going to use that. He says the president's given up on us. He's given up on COVID. He didn't want to talk it anymore. So it's COVID versus the economy. Those are where the two candidates are going. And the public is going to have a real good choice. There's no question about it. This is not Tweedledee, Tweedledum. This is a very big choice election.
Definitely. Larry, thanks so much for weighing in.
Great to talk with you.
All righty. And that was Larry Gersten. He's a political analyst and also a San Jose State political science professor emeritus.